This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is drawing sharp criticism from top Republican allies as he defends his decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The move essentially abandoned Syrian Kurd fighters who were among the best U.S. allies against Islamic State militants. Turkey sees them as terrorists, and the president's move frees Turkish forces to attack the Kurds. He's warning Turkey not to go too far, but sees his move as fulfilling a campaign pledge to bring American troops home from endless war.
There has to be an end game.
And says the U.S. has done its job.
We defeated ISIS.
But he's facing unusually strong criticism from Republican allies like Lindsey Graham.
ISIS is not defeated, my friend.
Who tells Fox and Friends this all but invites the militants to return. Other Republicans call the president's decision a catastrophic mistake and a disaster. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hong Kong executive Carrie Lam is responding to concerns regarding the mask ban. She said it would take time for it to be effectively implemented and that the ban's success would depend on law-abiding population.
We need the people of Hong Kong to respect the law. So if a piece of legislation has been enacted, but people refuse to abide by the law, then of course we have a problem at hand. But I would appeal to the common sense and rationality of the Hong Kong people that this is a time to observe the law.
The ban, which took effect on Saturday under an emergency law, has led to more anger instead of deterring the anti-government demonstrations. Lam has said she will seek the legislature's backing for the mask ban when it meets next on the 16th of October. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.